Hezbollah Secretary General has presented new evidence linking Israel to the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. During a press conference, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah showed footage taken by Israeli surveillance aircraft monitoring the route Hariri used to take every day. Nasrallah also said Lebanese Defense Ministry reports show Israeli surveillance planes and warplanes flew over the area where Hariri was assassinated on the day he was murdered. Hariri was killed in a car bombing in Beirut back in 2005. Nasrallah said the murder was aimed at igniting a sectarian and religious war in Lebanon. He also said the assassination was carried out to force Syria out of Lebanon.
Israel was looking for a way to assassinate Hariri in order to create political chaos that would force Syria to withdraw from Lebanon and to perpetuate an anti-Syrian atmosphere in the wake of the assassination.
Well, Nasrallah added that if the UN tribunal investigating the killing fails to consider the new evidence, it shows that it's politicized. To discuss this more, joined from Washington by Mohammed Owais, who's a Middle East expert. Welcome to the program, sir. I presume you watched the press conference by Sayed Hassan Nasrallah. What do you think Israel's reaction would be?
Well, Israel is a guilty party here, and Israel, this to prove only how sincere Sayed Hassan Nasrallah was all along. And he said that Israel is implicit and complicit in assassinating many people, not just Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and all the leaders in Lebanon who were killed all along from 1990 until now, or even before that, for Prime Minister Rashid Karami and for the president, former President Muawad. All these people were being followed by the Israelis, and they are crumbling. The Israeli apparatus, you know, security apparatus is falling and crumbling, including the high-tech apparatus is falling apart, and it's showing that Israel is nothing but a paper tiger, and it showed that Israel was working with impunity, but they were not working without somebody watching over them, and Hassan Nasrallah and Hezbollah in Lebanon proved it to the world and to the doubters of Hezbollah. That Israel is the criminal party here in the region, and they're trying to destroy the coexistence between Christians and Muslims in Lebanon in order to show that there is no ability for Muslims and Jews to live in Palestine in order to make it a Jewish state.
Well, the speech, especially the revelations and the footage by the Hezbollah leader, are said to be a war of public opinion. How much do you think Nasrallah's speech would echo in the Arab world, in particular Lebanon?
Well, I mean, whether it echoes or not, I mean, this is evidence. It's hard evidence. It is not poetry. It's real hard evidence, pictures of the enemy watching every movement, every move, every house that the former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was going to, including his house up in the Hermel area in the mountains of Lebanon. They were trying to do, they thought they were doing a perfect job, like exactly like when they assassinated Mr. Mabhouh of Hamas in Dubai. They thought they were not being caught on film, and here they are. They are being caught in film in Lebanon, and they cannot continue to do that. Only, I think, this is for the doubters, and I think the doubters of the Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, now they are recalculating. And I heard the former president of Lebanon, Amin Jumayel, talking in a reconciliatory way about, you know, about the evidence and whatever. That means there is an effect, that's a major effect, and Mr. Jumayel lost his dear son to an assassination attempt, and Hezbollah is not in that business. Hezbollah is an honest resistance movement that never done anything like that, and now the world sees that Hassan Nasrallah means what he says, and if you don't believe him, he's going to show you some evidence. I'm sure Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, knows more than what he showed, and he said he's willing to share it with the tribunal, the United Nations court.
Well, Israeli policy, according to analysts, has always been divide and rule against the Arab world. How similar is this in the Rafik Hariri case?
Well, I mean, it was exactly this is what they were trying to do. And they wanted Sunni Shia to start fighting, and you know that will spill over to Saudi Arabia, they thought, and to the Gulf region where there is a big number of Shia, and they thought they're going to put, you know, a split, you know, between the Muslims themselves, you know, not knowing that Hezbollah is much higher than that level of conspiracy, and Hezbollah was not about to be pulled into a firefight with the Sunnis of Lebanon. And I think the Sunnis of Lebanon, at the beginning, they made a lot of mistakes with the 14th of March. But with this evidence now, they have no foot to stand on except to stand on the land of Lebanon behind the Lebanese resistance and the Lebanese National Army, who stood in the face of the Israelis on Adaisa in southern Lebanon last week. So I think this may unite the Lebanese, all of them, Christians and Muslims, 14th of March and 8th of March, all of them to unite in order to protect the stability and the security of their country, and knowing who is the enemy. The enemy is only one enemy. It is Israel, who is across the border, and they need to resist Israel and its attempts in order to safeguard Lebanon and the people of Lebanon altogether.
All right, we'll leave it there. Many thanks to Mohammed Awais, Middle East expert from Washington.